What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. What is up, Project Life? I know you guys are fired up for this topic. I know I am. How to use everything for good. It is a hard pill to swallow. I know. I got problems. You got problems. We all got problems. How are we going to create the tragedy and turn it into opportunity? How is the question? And it's all about your daily outlook. How are you looking at a situation? If you understand that actually things happen in your life that were negative, and then a year later, 2 years later, you're like, wow, thank God that happened to me. I would have never been the person I am today if I didn't have that tragedy. If somebody didn't do something wrong to me, I would have never had the thick skin to be able to take on the things that I know I could take on today. How are we going to create a clear outlook for you? And that is my job today. I need you guys to really pay attention to this podcast. Pay attention to what I'm going to say. Pay attention to the specifics. And if you need to hear it again, you got to hear it again. And I would say that about all information that is very valuable to you. Don't listen to something one time. Listen to it multiple times. Constantly work on your mindset. Learning from people who have the outlook that you are looking for. If you are currently right now struggling with your bills, currently struggling with all these problems and don't have a positive outlook on where you're going, you have to. And I'm going to break it down for you guys today. How are you guys going to have a good outlook and use everything that happens for good? Let's give a couple examples. Some examples that I love. One of the biggest struggles that you're going with right now, and the reason you're going through that struggle is because it is building you. Let me say that again. If you have the outlook, just like I do, in my everyday life, where I look at a troubled situation and I look at it as a building block to my life, not as a stumbling stone on where I'm going down, I look at it and the reason it's happening to me is because I need to learn. I need to grow. Now, if we're talking about something tragic, like life happening to people, you have to understand, life is going to happen to us all. We are going to die. Yes, oh my gosh, is that something that's new to us? No, we're going to die. Things are going to happen. Choices are going to be made that people make and then people die. All we could do is do our best. Why do we have such a negative outlook on why we can't look at things as it's supposed to happen, even though it's sad? Most people are holding on to the past and holding on to the pain and bringing it into the future. We have to have the understanding that we cannot continue to live this way. We have to understand that struggle builds us to the person that we are today, to withstand the pressure that life is going to give us. Life is going to throw rocks. Are you going to catch them and throw them back, or are you going to let them hit you? Life is going to come and smack you directly in the face. Are you going to smile? Are you going to look sad? Life is going to happen. Why do we have a negative outlook like we didn't expect it to happen in the first place? Why do we have the expectation like there is something that is supposed to be called perfect? Perfect is an illusion. Perfect doesn't build you. No one great was built on easy. They created a foundation for themselves and put in the work. We have to fall in love with the pain because it will make you so much stronger. We have to have a clear understanding and outlook towards why is this happening to me? Instead of acting and reacting quickly off of emotion, why don't we try to understand why you're getting fat? Why you can't pay your bills? Why problems are happening to you? Because if you start building on the why and understand why, you can start getting better. You can start taking the problems and fixing them instead of having a victim mentality towards your problems. I can't believe this happened. Oh my gosh, this and this and that. How did this person get cancer? How did this happen to this individual? We don't know what the individual, how he or she was treating their bodies, how he or she was treating their financials. They might have been abusing them, just like everybody does with everything. We as humans abuse. We abuse everything that is instantly good for us. Instant gratification we like to feel. Let me eat this cookie right now. Even knowing that we know that it is bad for you, we still do it. You still take a bite of that sandwich you know you're not supposed to. You chose the path that you're on. Yes, things are going to happen to us. Yes, things are going to go wrong. But if I guarantee if you start doing what's right every day, what's right starts happening to you. If you start being honest and true and have character and build a positive energy life, I guarantee you that is what you're going to get. You reap what you sow. Why are we having such a victim mentality towards things that we know is in our hand? I'm going to give you the mentality that I use. I use everything as it were fuel to constantly try to feed myself so I can become better and a better version of myself from yesterday. And I'm not comparing myself to anybody else. I am working on a better version of Philip of fill in the blank. What version are you on? Do you even know if you're on 1.0, 2.0? I want you guys to take accountability of your version right now. If you're going to write this down, if you were a software, what version are you right now? How much work have you been putting on the next build, or are you a 1.0 version? And you're 35, 45 years old, and you haven't even been working on yourself. And it's okay. You know why? Because if you're listening to this podcast and you're still listening to my voice, that means you want change. That's the first step. If you want change, you can go out there and get it. There is a way to go out and create change, even if you're a person who doesn't believe. You know what? Most people actually believe, but they don't really want to say it because we all believe we can. There are some factors that need to be put in place for you to go out and do it faster. How do you win faster? With a team. A lot of people try to do everything on their own. You need a good team behind you. You need people rooting for you. You need people that are positive, that are going to uplift you. If you are a seed of greatness, putting you as a seed of greatness in bad soil, which is the bad humans that are constantly bringing you down, extracting from you, you can change your situation. You can find people who are uplifting, who are where you want to be, who are constantly helping you grow. You have the choice to make those changes. But comfort kills. The comfort level you live in will kill you. It will keep you the same person for 40, 50, 60 years, and then you live in regret. You don't want that. You want to change. You want to grow. I know every single human because it's in our DNA. It is in our DNA to be great. You feel it inside of you every single day. You just don't know how to take it and use it to your benefit. How can I be great today? Be great because we're all brothers and sisters. We are all humans. We're all flesh and blood. Forget color, forget all that. We are all brothers and sisters. We have to have a clear outlook on where we're going, and you have to be able to uplift yourself. So if you're taking notes, I know I went on a little rant there, but you want to start thinking and being around positive people. That's step one. Be around positivity. Positivity matters. So the real challenge is here is how do we use everything for good? It all depends on what we talk about, what the situation is, what the scenario is. But let's just share the couple main ones that everybody goes on a day-to-day basis with struggling. Here's a question a lot of people ask themselves. Am I good enough? And the answer is yes, you are. Just you alone having negative thoughts will create negative actions. which create a negative result. So when you start having positive thoughts and positive conversation with yourself, and then positive action behind it somehow ends up happening as you're saying, you know what? I'm going to make today great. I'm going to make today great. And then when bad things happen in our lives, we have to understand a lot of people use tragedy as something that keeps them down instead of fuels them up. How are you going to fuel yourself up? Because people are going to hit us. They're going to hit us with a left, the right. People are going to kick you, not literally, but verbally, mentally. How strong is your mental health, your awareness on, hey, if this person starts calling you a certain name, how is this a good thing? Because if you understand the situation, you understand that the person has their own problems that they deal with, that they're trying to take out on you. You're letting other people affect yourself when you know that you're good. When people tell you you're no good, you have to say, actually, you're wrong. I'm great. And then show them. Use that as fuel. Everything can be used as good. When somebody calls you fat, or you know that everything that is happening to you health-wise is going down, what do? You use it for good. You know what? The fact that these things are happening to me is my own fault. I'm going to flip the script and I'm going to use the negativity. I'm going to use everything in my favor, in your favor, to make a difference, to show people that they're wrong about me. I know no one wants to constantly be heckled, constantly be in a place where they don't want to be. You have the opportunity to change your mind. When people told me growing up, I was stupid, I was this, I didn't know. But now I know that I use them. I always use those things as a positive thing for my growth. I started listening. Why do these people say these bad things? Why are they doing it in a negative way instead of working with me into a positive way? Because they have their own problems that they're dealing with, that they try to bring everybody else down because they're mentally down. Have the awareness that things happen for a reason. If the things that happened to me when I was a child didn't happen, I wouldn't be the human I am today. But it's all on how you use it. Some people use it for negative and continue on the path of who other people say they are. Or you could use them for the right reasons and say, that's not the person I am. And you make the change. You become stronger. You become the person that you know you should be. I know everybody listening to this knows they could be a better version of themselves. Every single human being. It's about putting in the work, putting in the knowledge, understanding why things happen so we could have an understanding and then use them for our own benefit. Use them as fuel to make a switch. If something happens in your life that's tragic, know that it's life. That is the life we live. If people didn't die, everybody would still be living. That's not how life works. So why are we so upset and holding on to the past? We have to learn from the past so we can get better in the present for the future. That is how success can be created in your life. Learn from the past, not hold on to the past. Another entrepreneur says, if you hold on to something for so long, if you're gripping a water bottle, if you're gripping something for so long, and then you continue to hold on to it for a day, 2 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, your hand will go numb. Imagine all the things that every single human is holding on till today. How is your life right now? How are their lives? We have to have the understanding that we have to forgive, we have to understand, We have to learn from the past, not hold on to the past. Learn from the people before us. Understand that things happen. Understand there is life and death. Understand there is good and bad. And there's going to be bad. And I feel, my opinion is, the bad happens so we can understand how good we can create around everything. If you're listening to this podcast right now, the call to action is, how can you take a bad situation and turn it to a good situation? It doesn't matter if it's a bad thought, something that happens one time in the day. How are you going to take a bad situation and turn it into a good situation? Here's a couple tips. Every bad situation has to be understood as a learning experience, because life is going to happen. Good is going to happen. Bad is going to happen. How are we going to learn from it to become better is the question. That's my call to action for you guys. Because we could take situations that happen to us and we could constantly be negative. We could constantly be upset about them. We can always be negative about something that happened that actually isn't good for us. But we have to understand that bad things happen so we could get better. So we can grow, so we can learn, so you could become a better version of you today for tomorrow. If the bad things never happened, how would we be so great today? If the bad things never happened, how would we be able to develop all the great things and solve all the problems we do today without the bad things? We would have never grown as humans. Have the clarity behind the reason why it's happening, because the reason why is the learning experience in order for you to grow, in order for you to become better, in order for you to affect and change your future and the future of everybody in the world. Let's go. Podcast listeners, hopefully episode 4 really brought value to your lives, really brought the fire. I hopefully change could come for you. And I would love to hear constant feedback. If you go to my website, philsmoke, that's philsmoak.com. Let me know your feedback. Let me know how we can improve the podcast. Let me know how we can get better together. Everything can change. And I appreciate everything that you guys do. I appreciate the work that you're putting in every single day, because I know it takes constant work. Also, on my website, there's a free training I'm releasing called 2 Hours to Understanding You, Your Outlook Understood. I would love for you guys to sign up for that free training, because I know the value it can bring to you. It can do so much when you have a clear understanding of where you're going, and that's what the training does. It will help you have a clear understanding of why certain things have happened or are happening in your life and on where you are going. Also, if you want to follow me on IG, it's at Phil Smoke. Same thing for Twitter. Facebook is Philip Smoke. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Let's go.